Good morning. We'd open up in your Bible to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. We'll begin in verse 1 there. And as you do that, I'm going to throw something out at you. An idea. There's this concept in psychology. It's very rare. It's about 27% of the instances. And it's called Stockholm Syndrome. Maybe some of you are aware of what Stockholm Syndrome is. Stockholm Syndrome is this kind of psychological malfunction to where when people are taken prisoner or they're taken captive, they start to empathize with their captors, with the people who kidnapped them, with the people who put them in bondage, with those who have held them against their will. And like I said, it's not often, it's rare, it's about 27% of the time, but when it happens, they will go so far as to defend the people who have held them captive. And when we look at Exodus chapter 32, we're going to see that this is not just a psychological thing, this is not just a heart thing, but there is a spiritual Stockholm Syndrome. And the people of Israel are experiencing this spiritual Stockholm Syndrome to where they are longing and desiring. And the problem is not that they are desiring, the problem is not that they are longing, the problem is that they're longing and desiring for the wrong thing. And when we look at Exodus chapter 32, I think that we're going to see that even though the people of Israel long and desire for the wrong thing, and even though we long and desire for the wrong things, there is hope. Let's pray. God, I pray that you will just open up your word this morning to our hearts and to our minds. Father, I know that your word does not return void. Father, that's the promise that I stand upon this morning. And God, I thank you for the people that you've brought here, Lord, with all of their baggage and their situations and their strengths and their weaknesses, Father, and the gifts and the curses that are in their life, God. And I just pray that you will begin right now, Holy Spirit, to open up their hearts and their minds to the Word of God and to see, Father, that you have brought freedom. You have brought freedom from idols and from captivity, Father. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. When we look at Exodus chapter 32, let me kind of lay out the background for you here. Exodus is the story of God bringing his people out of a foreign land. God bringing the nation of Israel out of Egypt. And the first kind of 18 or 19 chapters are telling that story. And Moses is the figurehead here. He is the mediator. You know what a mediator is, right? A mediator is somebody who represents another person. And for Moses, Moses represents the people before God, and he represents God before the people. And he has brought the people of Israel out of Egypt by the power of God. And so Moses, in chapter 20, goes up on Mount Sinai. And we know chapter 20 in Exodus well, because that's where the Ten Commandments are found. It's in Exodus 20. And from Exodus 20 to chapter 31, 11 chapters, Moses is up on Mount Sinai before God getting the law, God's words, God's prescription for how the people are to worship him now that they are free, now that they have been delivered. So Moses is up on the mountain. The people of Israel are at the base of the mountain. And at the same time that the law is being given to Moses on the mountain, the people, they're doing something as well. Let's see what that is. So at the base of the mountain, Exodus 32, verse 1, there is an interruption in God's words here. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, "Up, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt,